Welcome. We will go ahead and begin today's meeting with an introduction. Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Welcome to the LaCrala webinar on topic update on the Latin American Caribbean strategy on Thursday, the 13th of November, 2014 at 2300 UTC. We will not be doing a roll call as it is a webinar, but if I could please remind everyone on the phone bridge as well as computer to mute your speakers and microphones, as well as state your name when speaking, not only for transcription purposes, but to allow our interpreters to identify you on other language channels. We have Spanish and Portuguese interpretation. Thank you very much for joining, and over to you, Rodrigo de la Pera.
Rodrigo de la Parra speaking. Hello, good afternoon, good evening, good morning. Hello, everyone. First of all, thank you very much for this opportunity to give you an update on the Latin American and Caribbean strategy in ICANN, the strategy for our region. I would like also to take this opportunity not only to introduce myself, but also to introduce Rodrigo Saucedo and to introduce ICANN's team in the region. Many of you may be aware of this, but I believe it's important to give you an update of where we are right now. That is, where we are as ICANN staff, as members of the ICANN community, in terms of these engagement efforts or initiatives. You will have heard about the new season at ICANN, and that's the way it is, really, not only in terms of seeking broader engagement in the region, within the region or from or by people in the region, engagement within ICANN, but also ICANN is reaching out to the different regions worldwide in order to engage more people. So normally we try to locate different groups of stakeholders, different stakeholders within ICANN's structure, but this has changed quite a little bit. ICANN is undergoing a very important globalization process, and our focus of attention has shifted from the United States towards the world. You will have heard or you are aware that we have three ICANN hub offices. Well, one of them is in Los Angeles, the original one, the headquarters. Then we have another hub office in Istanbul to cater for the time zones in Europe and Africa, and we have another one in Singapore. So these offices are interrelated, and in addition, we have engagement centers whose objective is precisely to be closer to the different people and to bring ICANN closer to the different regions. One of these first engagement centers is in our region in Montevideo in the Internet House for Latin America and the Caribbean, La Casa de Internet. We share that office with LACNIC, LACTLD, and other organizations in the region, such as the telecom operators, the Advanced Networks Center, then Internet Exchange Points, IXPs, organizations, and finally Ecomlac. That brings together the different business organizations or Internet chambers or business chambers. This, of course, helps us to have projects in common to create synergies with other regions. But now the focus of attention is on our regional plans. And as you know, we have plans in other regions. The first region to launch its regional plan was Africa. And we followed suit. We launched our strategic plan afterwards. Our strategic plan has similarities with other strategic plans, but it also has characteristics or features of its own. So if we can move on with our presentation, if we can move on with the agenda, We will deal with our strategic plan. I will give you an update on the different 5 pilot programs, and then Rodrigo Salcedo will go into further detail. And finally, we will speak about the implementation plan. The highlight of this call and of future conference calls is how to have people in La Crallo, ALSs in La Crallo, and you as individuals, how can we have more of you engaged in the plan? This webinar was agreed on in our last or latest meeting in Los Angeles, and this is a monthly commitment, so we will be updating you on a monthly basis, and we will be giving you information on each of the different projects. We didn't introduce the team. We have 5 people in the Latin America and Caribbean region. We have Alexandra Danz in our team. She leads communications in the region, and she's based in Montevideo in our engagement center. Albert Daniel is based in St. Lucia, and his role is to reach out to stakeholders in the Caribbean and implement ICANN engagement initiatives in this region. Daniel Fink, based in Sao Paulo, focuses on engagement in Brazil, but he strongly supports engagement initiatives with NGOs, regional NGOs, and intergovernmental organizations. And Rodrigo Salcedo has joined the team to support us in every aspect related to our strategic plan. I apologize if there is any background noise. There's some kind of background noise. Let me deal with that. Okay, done. So, one of our lessons learned throughout this implementation year is that we have plenty of projects to implement, so we need these projects to be managed systematically with excellence and quality. That's why we have brought Rodrigo Salcedo on board. He is based in Bolivia. He has been in ICANN for several months now, and he has been able to design an implementation plan. He will be sharing with us shortly. Then let me focus on the features of our plan, the distinctive features of our plan. But before that, to round off the similarities, well, we performed diagnosis activities, and in our region, clearly, we found that we have very low participation of different groups of interest, civil society sector, the government sector, the private sector, contracted parties, etc. This is evident in Africa, very evident in Africa, but also in our region. Then we see that this is noticeable in terms of engagement in our region, in this sector or industry, whatever we may want to call it, the DNS industry or sector. If we check the figures, we will see that we are far below the typical 10% participation worldwide in terms of population, GDP. So Latin America and the Caribbean amount for 10% of worldwide or global indicators, but this is not so in our industry. I can speak about registrars. We have about 1,000 ICANN accredited registrars and worldwide, and we have only 19 in our region and only 24 applications stemming from our region, and the same happens with registered domain names. So something was not working quite well, and it required some attention. So the strategic plan focuses on these aspects. So how to ameliorate these issues? as a community. And this is not an ICANN staff initiative. And if we can move forward, please, to the slide number 4. This is an initiative, a community-led initiative. We have been the trigger off, if you will, of this initiative, but at the end of the day, this is and will be a community initiative. We started or kicked off this initiative in Toronto with an initial diagnosis of our region, and in ICANN 46, after a retreat we held in Montevideo, we were able to draft our strategic plan and to present it. If we move on, please, with the presentation, we can see the 4 pillars that are the basis of our strategic plan that were identified by means of a strategic planning methodology. The first pillar has to do with political issues. The second one is related with outreach and capacity building. The third one is related to more technical aspects. And finally, we focus on economic or financial issues. So we have plenty of projects that fall within each of these 4 major pillars or areas, if you will. Here, I would like to introduce the working group, or rather different groups of interest within ICANN and with people in our region that are engaged in this initiative. We try to be as balanced as possible. We try to have 2 members per interest group. In Lacrallo, you held consultations and you designated Fatima Cambronero and Dev Anand, who, together with the people whose names you can see on the screen, coming from the CCNSO, from LACTLD, for instance, with Carolina and Eduardo, we have Gabby, we have Andres Piazza and Oscar Robles, then we have Victor Martinez, Olga Cavalli from GAC, then Harmut Glazer from NOMCOM, among other organizations. So all of them work with us, and we have invited board members such as Alejandro Pisanti at the time, Vandas Cartesini, Raimundo Becar, among other members. So this working group is still engaged in communications to follow up on the progress of this plan, but we have different working groups with specific leadership, and we have seen some results already, and significantly more people have come on board now and are part of this initiative. So with that, I would like to give the floor to Rodrigo Saucedo, so that he can go into these 5 pilot projects in detail, and he can highlight the opportunities for engagement. So with that, I will give the floor to Rodrigo, and of course feel free to put forth any questions. Thank you. Rodrigo de la Parra speaking. Is Rodrigo Salcedo speaking? Rodrigo Salcedo speaking now. Yes, can you hear me? Can you hear me now? Silvia Vivanco speaking. Yes, yes, Rodrigo. Go ahead, please. Rodrigo Salcedo speaking. Okay, I think there was an audio issue. So, I will speak about the 5 projects. So, once the community presented the strategic plan, a decision was made to launch 5 pilot projects. The first of these pilot projects is the LAC I Roadshow. Basically, This project, led by Anthony Harris and Andres Piazza, focused on gathering or bringing together these four projects that we see on the screen and blended them into one single project with one objective. That is, basically, to raise awareness within the region about key topics related to critical infrastructure in the DNS, such as IPv6, security, stability, and resiliency or flexibility, and the impact of the new TTLD program. We agreed, or it was agreed, on having two editions of this initiative a year, per year, to make sure that we would reach out to the different sub-regions or regions. We agreed on the Caribbean, Mexico, Central America, and the Andean region. The first edition of this initiative this year was held in Trinidad and Tobago in the month of April, and participants in the roadshow included ICANN, the Caribbean Cybersecurity Center, the ALAC, the CTU, among other significant stakeholders. As you can see on the screen, the multi-stakeholder process or model was addressed. DNS, security, stability, and resiliency was also addressed together with IPv6 transition. The second edition of this initiative took place in Guadalajara, Mexico on October 1st, 2014, within the framework of the World Meeting on Information Technologies. On this occasion, we made the most of this very significant meeting or conference in order to perform or carry out certain actions. For example, Fadi Shehadi spoke in the meeting plenary session. Rodrigo de la Parra was part of the Internet Governance Panel. He spoke about trust, integrity, rights. And we also focused on the Boston Consulting Group study and the Internet Service Providers and Connectivity Providers constituency groups from the GNSO also held a presentation together with some ISPs in the region. The roadshow itself featured some new GTLDs in the Latin American and Caribbean region. CEO of DOT 2012 were there, and they spoke about DOTBAR, among other new TLDs. Anthony Harris and Oscar Robles introduced DOTLAC, L-A-C, to the community. And Alejandro Martinez from the University of Guadalajara, Javier Contreras, and a LACNIC representative spoke about their experience in terms of IPv6 transition. In South America, we made the most of the FutureCom event in Brazil on October 13, 14th, and 15th this year. This is the largest event in that sector in Latin America. Nearly 15,000 participants attended. They had 340 exhibitors with 325 exhibitors, from 52 countries. In this roadshow, we had a remote hub in order to broadcast ICANN meetings in Los Angeles. We held a DNS security, stability, and resiliency session, and we also focused on the impact of the new GTLD program in the region. The next edition will take place in La Paz, Bolivia on December 4th. Let me now tell you about the communications project. This project basically aimed at implementing a communications plan that would clearly and simply explain the financial and social benefits of engaging within ICANN. The overall objective of this plan for the region is to maximize or optimize the flow of information from ICANN to the stakeholders in the region in order to increase awareness of ICANN's mandate, projects and activities in the region and increase the engagement of stakeholders in the region within ICANN ecosystem. The second project within the communications project was to set up a LAC region website together with the community in order to centralize or gather information for the region. This was led by Dev Anand, Fatima Cambronero, and Alex Dance. This website will be launched in a month's time. At the latest, we have completed the Spanish edition or section. Then we have the online participation project, basically focusing on encouraging or promoting online participation. For example, we have the newsletters. You must be receiving our newsletters every 2 months. Dev and Fatima, together with Alexandra Danz, our communications manager for the region, took care of this project. Thirdly, we have a pilot project that focuses on capacity building in relation with the DNS. This entails going deeper or strengthening security and resiliency of the DNS by means of workshops with CCTLDs, LACTLD, and LACNIC. This was led by Christian O'Flaherty from ISO, Gonzalo Romero, Carolina Guerre from LACTLD, Eduardo Santoyo from .co, and Olga Cavalli from the GAC. This project entailed a technical workshop that was held in September last year in Panama City. So once you receive the presentation, you will see that there's a link to access more detailed information about this workshop. In October last year, a DNSSEC workshop focused on ISPs was held in Curaçao, and you also have a link to access further information. In February this year, the working group that I mentioned met in Montevideo in order to perform a gap analysis of all workshops or events related to these topics, and they agreed on a shared or joint calendar, a calendar with all activities from all relevant organizations. And you also have the link to download the calendar, this master calendar, with the events for all this year. In Cancun, in May this year, we also held another event focusing on RPKI, DNSSEC, in the context of LACNIC 21, among other topics. And we also held a technical workshop in Sao Paulo, a LACTLD technical workshop in Sao Paulo. And again, you have a link to access further information. The fourth pilot project is the LAC space in ICANN meetings. Basically, this means having a space for the Latin America and Caribbean region within ICANN meetings or during ICANN meetings. So, these two projects were blended, that is, projects that imply the creation of a lack space within ICANN, so that regional, economic or financial or business stakeholders can address specific business issues within the region. And also we focused on a permanent space for the business community in the LAC region as a benchmark or point of reference in order to network with other stakeholders that are not within our region. This was led by Celia Lerman, Gabriela and Wanda Scartesini. There have been 4 editions of this project so far, the first one in Buenos Aires, the second one in Singapore, the third one in London, and the last one or latest one in Los Angeles. You have links to access the file and see the content of each of these editions. The last pilot project was an emergency response team for CCTLDs. And this project was led by Oscar Robles. He did the following. On the basis of interviews to community members, not only members of the CCTLD communities, he interviewed more than 20 individuals, and he presented a document, submitted a document with an analysis of the elements or components of the future project, that is, the services, the relation with between the CCTLDs and ICANN, operations, security, continuity, other services, budgets and finance, the legal framework, and the relation with LAC-TLD, or between LAC-TLD and ICANN. This project is now being reviewed because many members of the CCTLD region believe that the objective of this analysis was too broad in terms of the initial or in relation to the initial idea when the project was first drafted. So, now we will work with the CCTLD community and with all the interested participants or everyone interested in the project, and we will start again from scratch, focusing on the real scope or the actual scope of this project. These 5 projects that I have just described have taken place in the last years. 6 months ago, when I was hired, we started developing an implementation plan, and I will tell you a little bit more about that implementation plan. Basically, this implementation plan places projects within different categories to enable execution or implementation and follow-up. These categories are to promote registrar accreditation, to promote observatories, to promote the creation of interest groups, to focus on funding, inventories, the development of CCTLDs, webinars, surveys, remote participations, and remote participation programs. Another aspect of the implementation plan is that it groups projects into different periods. As you can see, the periods highlighted in orange will be implemented between August 2014 and August 2015. And the second period, with projects highlighted in green, encompasses June 2015 through June 2016. In the implementation plan, we also see a process, a project implementation process. That is, how projects will be implemented from now on, and it's quite simple. First, we have to identify individuals that would be interested in leading these projects. After that, we have to set up or create a working group, set up an email list, and then the group and the leaders will start drafting a document per project, on a per project basis. This document would have a rationale for the project, the overall or general and specific project objectives, a calendar or time frame for project execution, the budget needed if required, and the way in which we will evaluate the project. As Rodrigo was saying, the most important aspect here is to see how you can participate, how you can get involved, can engage in the different projects that are part of this strategic plan. I will leave this link with you, and my recommendation is that you should download the document with the implementation plan, because there you will see all the projects, and the projects highlighted in orange will be implemented or executed in this first period. So my suggestion is that you should see which project you're interested in from a personal or from an institutional perspective, and after that contact Devanand and Fatima Cambronero so that we can liaise you with the different projects. They are the Lacrallo designated individuals as points of contact. That's why we recommend that you should contact them. With that, I thank you very much for your attention, and of course I am open to any questions. Thank you. Hello, Alberto Soto speaking. Can you hear me? Yes, of course, Alberto. Go ahead, please. Several speakers speaking. Alberto, go ahead, please. Alberto Soto speaking. Okay, so both Rodrigo de la Parra and Saucedo. Well, I would like to thank both of you, both Rodrigos. Thank you very much for your presentations. And thank you, because we expect to see some results. So our idea, our intent, is to make the most of this and to aim at achieving not only more participation, but also more collaboration from you. I have a question regarding the following. You spoke about online participation, an online participation project, and you mentioned the newsletter and the mailing list. So my question is that the only way of remote participation that you are considering, or will there be any other type of online participation, such as what we are doing now? Rodrigo de la Parra speaking. Thank you very much for your question. The online participation topic falls within the communications project, and the aim is precisely to spread ICANN information in the regional languages, information that may be of interest, and we do that by means of the newsletter. However, the plan also contemplates in its capacity building aspect a very important online participation tool element, no doubt using the ICANN platform we have nowadays that is widely used in the region. And of course, there's much more than the communication tools that were mentioned. And let me say, in addition, that the strategic plan aims at creating synergies with ICANN global initiatives such as the online learning platform. And also, the strategic plan does not aim at duplicating initiatives, ongoing initiatives in the region. So if LACNIC or LACDLD or LACRALO have an ongoing project, the plan's intention is to support what is already ongoing so that we will add value instead of duplicating efforts. And I am open to any other question, of course. Alberto Soto speaking. Okay, if nobody asks for the floor, I will continue. I have a comment now. I did not have time to copy and paste the links, so I don't know if we will be receiving this presentation because we would like to go into the presentation in further detail. Thank you. Rodrigo Saucedo speaking. We have sent the presentation to Sylvia, and surely she will be circulating the presentation to the community. Alberto Soto speaking. Thank you, Rodrigo. Thank you. That's very kind of you. So, Alberto Soto speaking again. There was a DNS workshop, a DNS stability, security, and resiliency workshop. I couldn't hear who the target audience was for that workshop. Rodrigo de la Parra speaking. We held several editions of that workshop. I think we launched that workshop in Panama, and it aimed at the CCCLD community. These workshops are clearly technical. Many of these workshops are platforms, and each participant has a computer and they simulate DNSSEC signing, for example. So first, we held this initiative in a LACTLD workshop in Panama and most recently in Sao Paulo, but we have some tutorials aimed at technical people from the ISPs. This project specifically is a technical project. However, in the other projects that are part of the strategic plan, in the capacity building part, we have DNS and DNSSEC training or courses for non-technical people, for non-engineering people. So we focus on users, governments, and the private sector. So, of course, when we reach the capacity building project for users and the civil society, we should have somebody from LACRALO leading that project. This is what I would like to say regarding the workshop you were mentioning. Alberto Soto speaking. Thank you, Rodrigo. I believe Sylvia Vivanco was asking for the floor. Sylvia Vivanco speaking. Thank you, Alberto. Rodrigo, I have a question and a comment regarding what you said about capacity building. In the five pilot projects and in your project portfolio, do you have a project for beginners, for people that are starting in the internet governance field? We have ALSs that are engaged in technology topics or areas, but they are not that knowledgeable about these other topics. So maybe they are interested in capacity building because we have ALSs that want to work with you. So which project should we liaise them with? We could tell them, look, this project is for you because it has what you need in order to gain more capacity building, and you will be informed and you will be able to participate. Rodrigo de la Parra speaking. Okay, the brief reply is yes. We have capacity building initiatives for these interest groups, and the work plan or study plan will be designed as part of the project, and it will have to contemplate or take into account different levels, beginner, intermediate, and advanced, for example. And this level of granularity depends to a large extent on the working group. So Lacroix-Law's participation has to be considered in two ways. First of all, as partners, ICANN community partners and partners with other parts of the community, and secondly, as users. No doubt, we want Lacroix-Law people to design the capacity building project, because you focus on the user and the civil society, and you can no doubt help us design this study plan. But of course, you should be the beneficiaries of these courses or training initiatives. We should focus on attracting the best teachers, experts, institutions in the region, etc. So it's very important to have these two viewpoints or perspectives in mind, as users and as user suppliers, if you will. Silvia Vivanco speaking. Thank you very much, Rodrigo. Alberto Soto speaking again, because nobody is asking for the floor. I would like other people to ask for the floor to pose your questions the same way I am doing. I was just about to make the same comment, because I brought this up during the meeting, the five RELOs held with FADI, and I repeat this once again. I mentioned this earlier today. When I made my presentation, I told FADI that we, as the other regions, have a low level of participation, so we need to motivate people. We need to motivate people in different ways. Capacity building is one of these ways. So maybe we have a public comment period in ICANN, and we cannot participate. And in fact, we do not contribute any comments. And it's not because of lack of participation, but because of lack of training. So I believe these issues will be solved because Fatima posted a requirement on our list. And we are taking care of that requirement or request. Normally, we see a gap in terms of training in relation to technical topics, because we do not need the same level as our IRs or ISPs, but maybe we should need, or we would need, one of the training levels mentioned by Rodrigo. And my last question, I believe it's the last one, Rodrigo, is the following. In Los Angeles, it was mentioned that perhaps we might be able to attend several events, something along the lines of the CROP program. We know that with the CROP program, we have a time frame, a prior time frame, an 8-week time frame in advance of attending the event. Is there something along these lines here? Rodrigo de la Parra speaking. Alberto, we are with you. So, one of the main reasons of low participation is lack of knowledge of the different topics. ICANN topics or ICANN-related topics are highly technical, not only in terms of the DNS aspect, but also in terms of accountability, the IANA stewardship, transition. So they are technical, either in terms of public policy or in terms of systems engineering. So all of these topics are quite complex. And if this interest group wants to participate, then, of course, it needs capacity building or training. I have followed your discussions on your mailing list, and I think you are taking the right steps. You are going in the right direction. And I believe that once we move forward in this capacity building project, we can join you in order to supplement your capacity building initiative. Maybe Rodrigo Saucedo can tell us, maybe now or later on the list, maybe he can tell us when he is planning to implement user capacity building. I think it will take place in the first period. If that were not the case, given your interest and your ongoing initiatives, we can work together and join your ongoing efforts together with resources, with our resources, and perform ad hoc training or capacity building for Lacralo. This is the way this was thought out and designed by the working group I was telling you about. With Fatima and Dev participating, these ideas were all the time being taken into account. That's why you see the user capacity building project. Alberto Soto speaking. Thank you, Rodrigo. I believe Fatima was asking for the floor. Fatima speaking. Thank you, Alberto. Fatima for the records. Can you hear me? Alberto speaking. Yes, go ahead, please. Fatima speaking. Thank you. I have some comments about our discussions about this webinar. Thank you, Rodrigo and Rodrigo, for joining us today for your presentation. And Rodrigo de la Parra mentioned that we have a list of all the projects. And once again, I would like to invite you to review the project list. We have many projects. We have been working on the first five pilot projects, but there's a lot to do, so you can join another project, especially in order not to duplicate ongoing efforts in another initiative or not to duplicate incipient efforts. Also, in the strategy we mentioned, and we mention it here again, we need to take the following into account. This belongs to the community, so we need to review this. We need to request what we need, of course, within the context of this plan. But we are the leaders. We are the ones that need to move this forward and request what is needed. In terms of participation and capacity building, I do not fully agree. I believe that to some extent, Lacralo at large or ICANN in general, well, we have like an overexposure to capacity building initiatives, some of which overlap. We don't know who is doing what. We have the ICANN Academy. We have the at large capacity building working group. We have plenty of initiatives. Then we have a course that we have launched together with Natalia. So there are plenty of activities or initiatives. Many a time motivation does not have to come from without, but from within. So participation does not have that much to do with capacity building to some extent, because some people have been engaged in Lacralo for many years. So they have received capacity building. I think that low participation has another reason, and it requires an internal review rather than a regional plan. Thank you. Alberto Soto speaking. Thank you, Fatima. Alejandro Pisanti, you have the floor. Go ahead, please. Silvia Vivanco speaking. Alejandro Pisanti, you have the floor. Maybe your line is muted. Alejandro Pisanti speaking. Thank you. The interpreter apologizes, but there's an issue with Mr. Pisanti's audio. Alejandro Pisanti speaking again. With apologies from the interpreter, because Mr. Pisanti's audio quality is not good enough to be interpreted accurately. Alejandro Pisanti speaking again. I believe that we are putting forth objectives in a way that makes them look, or not in a very relevant way. This is a vicious circle that has to be stopped. And thirdly, the interpreter apologizes that Mr. Pisanti's audio is not good enough to be interpreted accurately. Once again, the interpreter apologizes because Mr. Pisanti's audio is not good enough to be interpreted accurately.
Thanks for letting us know, interpreters.
Rodrigo de la Barra speaking. If there are no further comments, maybe I can speak about Alejandro San Fatima's comments. So I will address both comments. As Fatima very well said, the strategic plan is a community project. It belongs to the community, so let us make the most of it together. Let us focus on how it can help us the most, how it can help us not only increase participation quantity, but also participation quality. So, in the strategic plan, and this was part of our methodology, we made sure that all the projects, objectives and processes there are aligned with ICANN's global strategy. We have a new ICANN strategic plan, so we should review our plan to make sure that all our projects fall within the organization's mission. This strategic plan should not go beyond ICANN's original mandate. Regarding Alejandro's comment, in this ICANN administration there is a significant concern to help or contribute to the macro or global internet ecosystem, not only focusing on numbers or on protocols. We want to help this ecosystem. That's why we had very active roles in initiatives such as the Net Mundial initiative. Now, we will focus on the mandate and we will let other stakeholders engage and participate in these topics. So, as ICANN, as a community, we are concerned about these processes, these global processes, internet governance processes, and we will continue participating. However, always mindful of names, numbers, and protocols. Alberto Soto speaking. Thank you, Rodrigo. Alejandro Pisanti has asked for the floor again. Alejandro Pisanti speaking again. Rodrigo de la Barra, the first thing to be maintained within ICANN's mission is not the strategic plan, but ICANN. Thank you. Alberto Soto speaking. Thank you, Alejandro. Rodrigo, one final comment. We have plenty of experience in terms of including internet users in countries with a very low internet penetration. And as Alejandro Pisanti says, people do not even know what ICANN is. But when they heard the name ICANN, they told us, oh, my broadband internet access does not work. This is their level of knowledge. So I believe that we, the RALOs, have to reach the end user, have to tell the end user what ICANN is, how ICANN works, and how we work, because if not, they will never understand it. This is a very personal view. I believe that ICANN has never defended or has never got involved in what it should have gotten involved, such as the Snowden case, for example. ICANN never said that it had no responsibility in this case, and everybody thought that it was ICANN's responsibility. Rodrigo de la Barra speaking. Thank you for the comments. We take them on board. Yes, not only ICANN, but the entire internet community made it clear on the Montevideo statement or declaration that we had nothing to do with surveillance or espionage. That's why a very important part of the plan aims at informing stakeholders. And we have to be very clear that all the members of the ISTAR community, the technical internet community, had little to do with this topic that you have mentioned. But yes, in general, we see a significant lack of knowledge, and we will work very hard with your cooperation and help to improve this situation. Alberto Soto speaking. Thank you, Rodrigo. Lacrallo will help you in all these aspects. Rodrigo de la Parra speaking. On the contrary, thank you. Alberto Soto speaking. Silvia, would you like to take the floor? Silvia Vivanco speaking. Yes, thank you. I believe that we're still in the Q&A session. And I think Mr. Pisanti is asking for the floor. I see he has raised his hand. Oh, no. This is no longer the case. Is there any other question? No further questions. So with that, I would like to ask Rodrigo to bring this webinar to a close, to give some closing, make some closing remarks about this regional initiative. Rodrigo de la Parra speaking. Thank you, Silvia. I would like to thank you once again for this opportunity. This will be a regular activity according to the commitment we made in Los Angeles. We will do it as often as needed in order to update you on the progress of our initiative and to involve, engage Lacrallo in the project. I would like to encourage you to review the documents, and if you see that something is interesting, well, this is the time to flag your interest. We are creating and working with different working groups, as Fatima was saying, but we need plenty of people. We need plenty of minds, of brains, of hands. So one of the best ways of doing this is by joining the regional initiative. You have my contact information. You have Rodrigo Saucedo's contact information. So, of course, please feel free to contact us at any time. Silvia Vivanco speaking. Thank you, Rodrigo. So, if I may, I would like you to send us an email with the relevant link so that people can access the links and see what they can do or their point of contact in order to join the regional initiative. So if you could send these links, that would be very much appreciated. And with that, I would like to thank both Rodrigo's, and I would like to thank you all for joining this webinar. Alberto Soto speaking. Thank you very much.
Once again, the meeting has been adjourned.